USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump talking about the opioid crisis at the 8th Annual Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, Georgia.
Everyone here today is united by the same vital goal to liberate our fellow Americans from the grip of drug addiction and to end the opioid crisis once and for all.
The president also had a warning for drug companies.
We are holding Big Pharma accountable.
Crystal Lake police say they believe they found the body of a 5-year-old who went missing about a week ago. Police Chief James Black says cell phone data helped them find the body of AJ Friend.
Investigators with the Crystal Lake Police Department and the FBI interviewed both the mother, Joanne Cunningham, and the father, Andrew Friend Sr., after information was obtained through a forensic analysis of cell phone data.
The mother and father were charged with murdering their son. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limu. And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Democrats don't need to see the president's tax returns.
IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. We know they're damn good, and they're confidential, and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that six-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes.
A Texas high school has a new dress code for parents. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
James Madison High School in Houston announcing the new policy this month on its homepage, requiring parents to conform to a dress code before they'll be allowed to enter the school, whether it be during the school day or for a school event after hours. The policy has a long list of clothing that parents won't be permitted to wear, including hair rollers, pajamas, sagging pants, Daisy Dukes shorts, and men cannot wear T-shirts. Critics of the policy are calling it discriminatory.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Despite a weakened presence in places such as Iraq and Syria, ISIS still remains a threat. That's at least according to Aaron Cohn, who's a counterterrorist analyst and security expert. He joins Fox News and says what we saw in Sri Lanka, that was the work of no amateurs.
Well, it means that ISIS is deploying the type of terror attacks that terrorists have been doing since the 70s, which is that they work through a series of osmosis. They're masters in guerrilla warfare. People shouldn't take this lightly as far as what that means. Guerrilla warfare is essentially when they get hit and they've been conquered militarily on battlefields where they've taken pieces of land, like we saw in Syria and Iraq, before we went in there and essentially demolished them and diminished them completely. They then disperse. They go to the dark net. They go into chat rooms and they go back into their mosques where they preach hatred for their next wave of recruits. Then they use the internet and the dark web to essentially build, plot, plan, and execute a wave of what we then call nomad or solo terror attacks, which are equally as dangerous. We saw these tactics with the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. We saw these tactics with Hamas against Israel for years. We saw this with Hezbollah in southern Lebanon when the Marine barracks were attacked by that terror group.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A 70-year-old woman was killed Tuesday in a fall in Grand Canyon National Park, the second fatality in the park this month. Abuse settlements have strained the Boy Scouts' finances to the point where the organization is exploring all available options, including Chapter 11 bankruptcy. An Enterprise man was injured Tuesday morning when he became entangled in a piece of farm machinery. And the Washington County School District has concluded its investigation into an incident in which a fourth grade teacher reportedly pulled a student's hair during a field trip to Zion National Park 2 weeks ago. The district has taken administrative action against the teacher, but chose not to terminate her from her position. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 88 today, clear and 59 tonight, sunny and 90 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Mice die in mouse traps. The free cheese gets them every time. Socialism is not awesome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The third grade world geography question is, Budapest is the capital of what European country?
I thought Europe was a country. Budapest? I never even heard of that. But like, I know they speak French there, don't they? Like, I want to say, is France a country? I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what? Let's talk.
Like,
the right answer is Hungary.
Is what?
Hungary.
Hungary?
Like, I'm hungry.
That's a country? But Hungary, never heard of it.
Hi there. That was Kelly Pickler. Yeah. Doesn't she remind you of somebody? I don't know. I'm kind of thinking Alexandria Cortez. I don't know. It just came to mind. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you. Today is going to be a hoppin' show. We have Ben McClintock to start. How are you?
Hey, fabulous. How are you doing?
Excellent. From defendingutah.org, one of my favorite organizations. And we also today have Melissa coming on. And then we have Barack Obama's brother coming on, Malik Obama. So that'll be very interesting. He'll actually be in studio. So it should be a wild show today. Also, tomorrow, we have Chris Ann Hall. Then we have the producers of Unplanned. And then we have a doctor, Warren Farrell, on the boy crisis in America. And then we have Dr. Duke. It's insane. It's just a crazy week. So anyway, I welcome you. And of course, I welcome Ben. I'm glad to have you on a Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right? Glad to have you on a Wednesday. And Defending Utah, if you have not looked at this site yet, you have to. They are doing some stellar work. I mean, they go far above and beyond. I always like a fellow investigative journalist because I think that in this realm, in this day, in this era, we need to be extremely curious about what's going on around us and ask better questions. And that's what defendingutah.org does. And you have all kinds of DVDs that are just amazing. I love them. And so you've also got the ability to become a subscriber, which gives you behind the scenes, a kind of a behind the scenes take, and get some of the inside scoops and helped you to be probably, I would say, more influential, wouldn't you, Ben, in Utah politics? Legislative
more influential and effective because
and effective.
You know what's really going on. You're not being snookered by some people that are kind of that are misleading you and leading you in the wrong direction.
Yes. And it's so hard to find that kind of information as far as the truth goes. It's hard to know because the news will skew it so much that that's why I find defendingutah.org so amazing is you're putting it all together for people. So they don't have to go sift through 5,000 articles like us to get to the truth. They can actually just go right there and it's a great source. Defendingutah.org.
And then we link it for you so that way you can go through it yourself too.
Oh, I love this. All right. Perfect. Well, become a member. Get their DVDs because they're fantastic. And they're a great way to train your kids, too, on what they can do as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, families talk and you need to be talking to your kids just like I talk to mine. And we need to help expose the people that are taking liberty at every turn, no matter what side of the aisle they're on. They need to be exposed. So I really appreciate what you do. Where do you want to start?
Well, just going piggybacking off what you just said about sharing these DVDs with your kids, I've given several of these presentations to schools all across the state. I was just I gave one down in St. George a few weeks ago to a private school, And it was amazing how the kids responded to the information and how it, like you saw a light bulb go off. They even said a light bulb went off after, you know, going over the details that we presented. And so it's not just for grownups. This is something that that youth are interested in when presented in a certain way. And it's also something we find that if you go to a lot of meetings around the area, you know, party meetings or different organizations, you see a lot of folks that are that have been in the battle a long time. And I think we've been really successful in getting the younger generation. We're actually, people always put down millennials, which, you know, I can understand why. Mm-hmm. But Defending Utah actually has some of the biggest subsection of millennials in the liberty movement in the state of Utah. So we're really proud of that.
Oh, you know what? I meet so many really neat millennials and I always feel bad because I'm always saying, hey, look, I don't look at everyone that way. It's just that if you go and you even take a poll at a university, you're going to find that we are raising socialists. And so it's such a huge problem and it's so permeating because they make it sound so wonderful. And we'll be talking just a little bit about that because if any of you have ever read Mark's dreams or not dreams, I'm sorry, poems, if you've ever read any of his poems, how he dealt with the devil personally, we're going to go over that today in this hour. Very, very interesting. I think everybody ought to know what those things say. It's very telling. So, all right. So let's.
So the first thing I wanted to get into, kind of getting back to what you asked, was. One thing that you mentioned, we're able to put the pieces together because the media, so often, they just present all these different things in a vacuum.
Right.
And so it's hard for people to put together the pieces. Mm-hmm. And so something we've been following, understanding who the enemy is, who's the establishment, who's the swamp. Right. People talk about that in D.C. We've got a booklet on it at our website. Because if you understand who the swamp is locally, who is implementing the agenda locally, the international agenda, you can start to put the pieces together. And the deep state actually formed the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce back in the 1800s for the purpose of making Utah like, you know, the big government states like New York and California throughout the years. Slowly, their agenda has been going very slowly. And so watching the chamber is a key thing to do. They've got over a dozen videos propagandizing people, and they're using the media to back it up with this thing called the housing gap. They're making this wild claim that there is 50,000 homeless people wandering the streets, not because they're, you know, indigent or, you know, drug addicts, but because they could afford homes, they just can't find them.
Okay.
There's 50,000 people out there that would love to buy a home that just can't find one.
That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, it's not like, well, anyway, government to the rescue. Find a problem, provide a solution.
And that's the solution that they're trying to push us into, this massive stack and pack sardine can housing that actually increases costs. The more that we do this high density housing, the higher prices actually get. You look at San Francisco, you look at New York.
In fact,
they're paying $1,000 a month in Hong Kong for housing the size, literally the size of a dog kennel.
You know what? I love that you said this because this was a point we talked just briefly about, I think a week ago, where we were talking about, I think it was Denmark, you know, and Denmark came out and said, well, yeah, I mean, we have some socialism, but we have capitalism too. And that's why, you know, you'll find a lot of people that are still raving about our system. And I said on the air, look, when you're talking Denmark, you're talking people live in little apartments. You don't have the luxury of going and living in a big house if you want to go after that dream. You don't get that flexibility. You are basically your equal living standard is this size opposed to what you could have for yourself if you wanted to work hard enough to go get it. So people take that, well, we live in an apartment and this is just our life. And then they rave about socialism. And I'm going, yeah, and you can't get out of your situation. You're stuck with the equality of housing, the equality of life that you get under socialism. Nobody ever points that out. I love that you just said that.
High density housing promotes socialism. You have no property rights because you've got no land. You're dependent on the government for all of your utilities.
Right.
It's impossible to be self-sufficient and a property owner. And so in the truest sense of the word. And so they are pushing this so hard, and they're using what's called a pincer strategy, where they use pressure from above and pressure from beneath to get their desired outcome. And so they've got the Chamber of Commerce and things like Envision Utah coming down from the top. But from the bottom, what they've done is they've organized behind the scenes these activists, these basically would look like communist-style activists demanding high-density housing, well, low-income housing, what they're saying. They're actually demanding not just low-income, not just high-density housing. They're demanding college dorm room housing for the masses in Salt Lake.
Wonderful. Yeah. I even remember driving down to Arizona, and boy, their housing, their sardine can housing is everywhere. It's going up everywhere. There's construction on, I swear, every road we were on had a new sardine housing construction going up. It was insane.
And you have groups out there claiming that cities are stopping this from happening, which is completely false.
Right, right.
We see all over Utah. You see down in St. George, you see in Utah and Salt Lake County, these stack and packs just going in like crazy. And you have the elites, and then you have these protesters out there that look like they're the grassroots, that are actually, they're actually organized by the elites and put there to look like they're grassroots, that are demanding the same exact thing. And so they say, we're trying to fix this. And they make it look like everybody on both sides is coming together, recognizing a problem, and they're there with the solution.
They're only helping, and, Ben.
Oh, of course. Yes.
They're really helping. I mean, we're helping. We're making life so easy, but really it entraps them into a dependency that they don't leave. That's the thing.
Well, it's impossible to leave because it gets more and more expensive, and then they introduce a new, subsidization program, and then you get apartment owners that don't want to do private apartments. They want to do, of course, the one Section 8 because they'll get or low-income housing, and so they can get the funding from the government. And so it's Karl Marx, getting back to Karl, maybe segueing, Karl Marx said that you change a culture by small means of measures that outstrip themselves. Each change necessitates the next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's going on here, is they are creating a problem and the solution to it. And that solution will then create the next change and the next change until we see massive Soviet-style housing all over Utah.
Let me say this. In 2012, San Francisco building regulation changes were proposed, and it allowed for apartments known as micro units to be as small as 275 square feet.
So a small room.
Apartment, 275 square feet. And so Scott...
So they thought IKEA was a model for housing.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly. IKEA's bathroom. Anyway, Scott Wiener, really his name, the city supervisor who proposed that legislation, said, well, we have a crisis and no one can afford it, and so we have to go down to 275 square feet in the building regulations.
Wait until we look at Hong Kong. And they make this bogus claim that, oh, we're just running out of land.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Utah, we've got tons of land. The problem is the government has created this problem by making millions of acres off limits to human use, not only just out in the, in the national parks, but even in the areas.
Yep. Why is everybody so concentrated? We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. You have to listen to some of Marx's poems. You're going to just... Anyway, we'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Kenyon.
Tax return time is the time to save at your locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store. All you need is $2.99 and you get something amazing.
Yeah, right. What can you get for just $2.99?
How about this super comfy couch in a variety of colors for just $2.99?
Oh, just a couch.
Oh, you could also get this five-piece dining room set for just $2.99.
Okay, that's nice, I guess.
What about this relaxing recliner in a variety of colors, just $2.99?
All right, now you're talking.
You could sleep like a baby on this queen mattress for just $2.99.
That sounds amazing. All those for just $2.99 each.
Yes, indeed. Plus, make your tax return go even farther with special in-store offers for a limited time at the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and Pineview Stadium 10. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home.
Want to give your family the most amazing experience? Forget virtual reality. Get your family on the road this summer to experience the sights, smells, and sounds of the great outdoors in person. Nielsen RV is ready to get you on the road with a huge selection of tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Something for every budget. And with Nielsen RV's warranty forever and no cost to you, now's the perfect time. See the real outdoors this summer at Nielsen RV on State Street in Hurricane and St. George off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag, or at NielsenRV.com.
Bedrock Quartz, hands down, is the countertop company you need when hitting your deadlines. Their pricing is competitive, the quality is top-notch, and the service is excellent. Everyone we dealt with was knowledgeable, professional, and courteous. Even with all the questions we contractors have, it was clear that even the installers had customer service training and practiced it. Clean up? What clean up? We didn't even know they had come except the client's countertop was installed and done on time. Call Bedrock Quartz today or visit BedrockQuartz.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Being an athlete is hard work. What if you had a way to improve the results of all of your training? At Inside Out Hyperbaric and Wellness, we help athletes discover how to maximize their genetic potential. Through live cell analysis, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and other regenerative solutions, our athletes perform better and recover more quickly. Schedule your free consultation today. Call 634-9355. That's 634-9355. Inside Out Hyperbaric and Wellness, bringing out the best in you.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of Planet 105.1. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Hi, Carl Lamar. You've heard me talk about Newby Buick GMC for years. Trust me when I say they have the lowest prices in the area. They work tirelessly every day to ensure you're getting the lowest prices. That's the lowest prices on brand new GMCs and their huge selection of new Buicks. Right now, they're taking almost $12,000 off a 2019 GMC Sierra 1500. Shop their inventory at newbybuick.com or stop by their location on Convention Center Drive. Dealer stock number 08377.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show on St. George News Radio.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul. Fire.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you're tuning in today. What a show we'll have and are having. I have Ben McClintock on from defendingutah.org. Please go visit his site and become a member because you're going to want the behind-the-scenes stuff, trust me. And also, they just have so many great tools on how to really be influential and effective in politics, in legislation in Utah, know what's actually going on, be in the know when it's happening, not finding out too late. That's a problem for a lot of people. They find out way too late, mm-hmm. and they get frustrated because nobody's doing anything. Well, we have a chance to do a lot, don't we? So make sure you get over there. I really appreciate you coming on, Ben. And we were just talking about the housing, and truly the housing for San Francisco to want to go to 275 feet per apartment square feet. It is the size of like somebody's master bathroom. I mean, it's insane how small that is when you really think about it, like a little tiny hotel room. And yeah. They think people and like you said on the break, who's going to have a family in a little tiny one bedroom studio? Nobody.
So you don't even have to pass laws that say you can't have more than one kid like they do in China. You just do it naturally through this kind of housing.
You limit their space. And so it feeds into the extreme views of a population control and Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 is alive and well. I mean, you almost can't believe, you know, when we went to five counties and started making the call, you know, little towns, little cities, counties can't make their own decisions. They all have to make them together. And then, of course, you know, the state controls those as well. It seemed like since then, all this kind of housing has been on the rise. True?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's undeniable.
Mm-hmm. So it really feeds into it.
And we see this legislation happening all over the country. In Seattle, they passed an ordinance where all new housing can no longer have regular house zoning. Every new home built in Seattle mm-hmm. has to be this high density housing. Right. They have no more single housing dwelling units allowed in Seattle. And it's interesting where we see, you know, that we've seen throughout time, especially in recent history, where you have these so-called these communists and these so-called capitalists working for the same agenda. Mm-hmm. And so you say, why would the capitalists be doing that? Well, they're the ones actually funding this. You have Julia Brown, who was a former black communist. Back in the 60s, mm-hmm. who found out that it was a lot of Wall Street bankers that were that were actually directing her supervisors in the Communist Party. And so she started to wake up. And we're seeing the same thing happening here in Utah, where you've got the elites in the Salt Lake Chamber that are pushing this high density housing. And then you have this kind of ridiculous, but it's true, is you have the communists on the ground that are pushing the other side for the same thing. You have this group called the Brown Berets out mm-hmm. of the west side of Salt Lake, which are literally a communist organization in Salt Lake City that are demanding. One of the quotes of the protesters says that we are here to make sure Salt Lake City and the elected and the people who make money off of people just trying to live, make sure they know that we are here, we are organized, and we are getting energized, as if, Jeez. You know, as if being able to own property and being able to rent it out is such a crime. This is a push towards collectivization of property.
Yeah. And there's a lot of groups. Like in Florida, they have ARC, the Acquisition and Restoration Council, and it's run by a lot of environmentalists. And of course, they would love to push people into small little units and out of the areas that they'd like the government to control. And we're going to see a lot more of this. We see mm-hmm. the mixed-use leases. You'll see those pop up all the time now, and they have been for several years now, at least a decade. And the mixed-use leases are very interesting, the way they operate. But also the drive to get people out of rural areas and make it so hard for them, and then into the cities where they can be more easily controlled. And I hate to say that because it does sound conspiratorial, but that's exactly what they've been doing for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how we can't acknowledge it unless we're just, you know, not looking around. So.
Right.
Oh, frustrating. And, you know, so you're right. There these like little communist groups get in charge of things like the housing and get in mm-hmm. charge of the delegation of property and land and all of these things. And wow, what a great idea to come up with this housing. And so where do those ideas come from? And that is what is, I think this will be very surprising for people. there were some poems that Marx wrote in a book. He quoted from this in his book, Classical Economics, Murray Rothbard. And Tom Woods, who I've had on the show, was quoting Murray's book, Murray Rothbard's book, Classical Economics, where he quoted these Marx poems. Just listen. I just want people just to grasp this. Because when I think of Marx, I also think of a Hillary, and I think of Obama, and I think of an Alexandria, and a Bernie Sanders, okay? Pelosi, all of these people. And I also think of some Republicans, too. So, you know, anyway, here we go. I could name names, but I already have. Worlds I would destroy forever, since I can create no world, since my call they notice never. And this one. Then I will be able to walk triumphantly like a god through the ruins of their kingdom. Every word of mine is fire in action. My breast is equal to that of the creator. And this one. I shall build my throne high. This is Marx. I shall build my throne high overhead. Cold, tremendous shall its summit be, for its bulwark, superstitious dread, for its martial, blackest agony. And then he writes this. See this sword? The prince of darkness sold it to me. And then he writes this. With Satan I have struck my deal. He chalks the signs, beats time for me. I play the death march fast and free. And then he ends with this. I shall howl gigantic curses on mankind. Ha! Eternity. She is an eternal grief. Ourselves being clockwork, blindly mechanical, made to be the foul calendars of time and space, having no purpose save to happen, to be ruined. So that there shall be something to ruin. If there is something which devours, I'll leap within it, though I bring the world to ruins. The world which bulks between me and the abyss, I will smash to pieces with my enduring curses. I'll throw my arms around its harsh reality. Embracing me, the world will dumbly pass away and then sink down to utter nothingness, perished with no existence. That would be really living. Are you creeped out? I'm creeped out.
And that's what people need to realize. This isn't left versus right politically. This is lit. I mean, this breaks down to it's ultimately this battle that we have. And these people are Satanists when you really get down to the core of it. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some current names. This goes on to today where you have Saul Alinsky in his book Rules for Radicals, where he says, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical, the very first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer.
Yeah.
And so these people, and then, of course, you have Hillary Clinton, like you said, that praises these people. You have even Utah leaders that are saying the quoting and falling to the same program. And then you have their proteges. Like Vladimir Lenin, he said, we must hate. Hatred is the basis of communism. Children must be taught to hate their parents if they are not communists. And we see these statists, these people today following the same program where they say, you know, love wins, but they're the biggest haters. They're the ones shouting. They're the ones trying to destroy people's lives. They're the ones, if you are not in line with their line of thinking, you must be hated and destroyed. And they are following that same program that you mentioned, Karl Marx, talking about destroying worlds. Right. They are following that same program.
Yeah. I mean, when we're talking about these types of people and their messages and how they softball these messages to the masses. Look at Bernie Sanders. Look at they mix it with a little dose of capitalism to get you you thinking, well, maybe they're right. Maybe a new solution for the future. And this doesn't work anymore because they're talking about capitalism, but they're ending it with this type of stuff. I mean, Bernie, I talked yesterday, ended his speech with, you can do anything you want, you pull yourself up by the bootstraps. And I made the comment, no, the government's bootstraps. Let's be real. So it's little half truths here and there. And so what if Marx had read his poems out loud to this generation right now? What do you think they'd do? Do you think they'd be totally abhorred at that? Or do you think they'd listen and think, oh, you know, he's got to be brilliant in there somewhere. So I'm sure that there's some, you know, brilliance among his words. I mean, we're sheep and we follow these kinds of things. And I can look at those words and think, well, he was completely satanic. The guy, he was evil. And yet I think the youth would look at that and and just say, oh, it's just poetry. It's just art, Ben. You know, it's just art.
Well, and it's not just art, but it's maybe they are actually being desensitized to it.
Yes.
To embrace it with through pop culture. You have companies producing shirts, making it a toy to sacrifice people or to kill people. You've got fast food chains making light of the satanic Illuminati. I don't know if you've seen those Bell-Luminati commercials by Taco Bell.
Yes.
I mean, they are indoctrinating the youth into accepting these things as normal. And so when you've got Karl Marx being promoted by prominent current politicians, quoting talking about his relationship with Lucifer, they're going to take that seriously and as something to be taken seriously to adopt in their life.
I agree. Some of the t-shirts you were talking about sold at what is it, Hot Topic and Spencer's?
And Spencer's.
They have little children playing around, like the little children in, you know, kind of the old, like 1950s, 60s sort of cartoons. And little children sitting around smiling with one of the little boys laying on a pentagram. And it says, let's summon demons. And then you have another shirt that has a kid laying down and the other little kid with a smile on his face ready to throw a knife into the middle of him. I mean, this is talk about desensitization. This is just sick stuff. And so what does Marx say? I mean, Marx goes as far to say, see this sword? The Prince of Darkness sold it to me. I cannot wait to ruin everybody. I cannot wait to walk triumphantly through this land as it dies and as all the people around me die. And I will be the king. You know, I mean, this is heady stuff. This is insane. So
it is. And it's being implemented. The CDC actually had to come out with, or was it, yeah, the, not the CDC, was it the FDA came out warning these rich people in LA to stop drinking human blood because they were having, it was becoming such a problem there in LA of this trend to make themselves look younger. The feds actually had to come out and tell these people to stop doing it because they were injecting it or they were ingesting it because of this satanic trend to eternal life and youth through drinking blood.
Yeah. In fact, just because these people don't stand at a podium and say, I love Satan, and I'm here to do his bidding, and I'm here to entrap mankind and make them dependent and control them, doesn't mean that isn't on their agenda. And all you have to do is look at all of their ideas and how they affect mankind. And there isn't one example anyone can give me where it spells out freedom or free agency. So be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Do your kids have to Google camping to see what it looks like? Do your kids watch YouTube videos to learn about wildlife? When was the last time your entire family got away from the electronics and spent a weekend camping in the great outdoors? Now is the time to make summer memories with your family. Nielsen RV can make those memories happen for less than you might think. Nielsen RV is the home of the warranty forever at no cost to you. State Street and Hurricane in St. George off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag or NielsenRV.com.
Hey, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. I know what you're going to ask me.
Yeah, Carl. How's that Tempur-Pedic hybrid doing?
Oh, I'm loving it.
We should have asked, how is your wife liking the Tempur-Pedic? She's the one we're trying to impress.
She gets up every morning, no complaints of back pain like before.
Wonderful. And you got that adjustable power base.
Of course, and we love it. You can find one at any of the Mattress Store's four locations in St. George on Bluff Street next to Ace Hardware, in Washington next to Best Buy, in Bloomington next to Walmart, and in Cedar City next to Lynn's.
Nobody beats the Mattress Store.
Nobody!
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Saturday mornings at 9
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Hi, Carl Lamar, and you've heard me talk about Newby Buick GMC for years. Well, trust me when I say they have the lowest prices in the area. They work tirelessly every day to ensure you're getting the lowest prices. The gang at Newby Buick GMC is price checking their competitors on a daily basis to ensure you're getting the best deals. That's the lowest prices on brand new GMCs and their huge selection of new Buicks.
Right now, get over $12,000 off the award-winning 2018 GMC Acadia. Get over $12,000 off the hard-working 2019 GMC Sierra 2500 HD. No need to shop around, because right now, they're taking almost $12,000 off a 2019 GMC Sierra 1500. Shop their inventory at newbybuick.com or stop by their location on Convention Center Drive. Dealer stock number 06949-08390 and 08377.
Binney Farm Dairy and Country Store is now open in St. George. Are you looking for healthy, wholesome products straight from the dairy? Look no further than Binney Farm's Country Store. The oh-so-amazing artisan cheeses that you have seen at farmers markets is now available year-round, along with raw milk, cream-topped yogurt, whole wheat bread, eggs, and the famous frozen yogurt. Binney Farms is now open in St. George, 511 East St. George Boulevard, or binneyfarm.com.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Meet Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer.
Just the word team would lead anyone to believe that there's a common goal by a bunch of different players in any organization. Whether it's the estate planning attorney, an accountant, all of those people should be communicating regularly, and we're able to talk about members of our team that will coordinate back with us to help them. Okay. Make sure they're making those best choices.
Check out Your Family and Your Retirement Tuesday afternoon at 5 on St. George News Radio 93.1 FM and 1450 KZNU. Find out more at AshtonWealth.com.
Attention homeowners, has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when is the best time to upgrade that old system? Now is a great time during the milder season where you probably aren't using your system as much, and the guys at Air Care Professional have more time available. Plus, get up to $2,450 off in rebates on a new system and 0% equipment finance options OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircareprofessionals.com.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Glad you're with us today. Ben McClintock is with me, and we have a lot to talk about still on this subject. Also, just wanted to mention ABC Auto Body Central, stgeorgeautobody.com. If you get in an accident, think of them first, because you can choose your provider, and nobody ever says that. The insurance company usually use the same, like, two people. That's actually, they should be telling you. They should be telling you that you can go and choose your provider. Well, get it done faster, and also get it done for a great price, and get your car back looking gorgeous. So they were the ones to choose. I actually use them too, and let me tell you, they are fantastic. I know I need to turn the music off. They are fantastic. Call 817-0949 if you have any questions. And you know what? They can do all kinds of things. So if you have something on your car that needs to be fixed, cosmetic or otherwise, call them and just ask them. And they'll be honest and tell you whether they can do it or not. They're honest guys, and I really like them, and they know what they're doing. StGeorgeAutoBody.com or 817-0949. 800-949-9949. Give them a call and just ask them. But you'll get it done cheaper. You'll get it done better. And they're perfectionists, which I like. All right. A couple of things glaring today. Hillary, because we were just talking about Marx. So when I think of Marx, I think of Hillary kind of automatically. You know, Hillary, the audacity of Hillary and her complaints about the criminals out there that need to go to jail. Well, she needs to look in the mirror, baby. This one is just so destructive. And also the Feminist Cafe. The Feminist Cafe put an 18% tax on men. Well, it didn't last long because it went out of business after 2 years.
Shocking. A vegan cafe that charges men more money. I can't imagine it not going out of business.
Yeah, right? I mean, you can choose anywhere. Let's choose the place, you know, that charges me more. So let's say this.
Especially vegan.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to offend the vegan people out there, but that's just not where I'm going to go.
Well, I mean, come on. Okay, and so this was my point in mentioning this, was that the ideas that come from these groups, and the feminist group does come from a communist group. Born and raised in communism, if you will. It didn't just spontaneously arrive. People didn't just spontaneously just get angry at their lives and think that they weren't getting anything. No, this came about because of a steady stream, feminism did, of manipulation and propaganda. And people bought into it hook, line, and sinker. They still are today, obviously.
And that hatred that mm-hmm. Vladimir Lenin talked about.
Yeah, exactly. And so the problem is that none of their ideas ever really work out. Have you noticed that? They want to go to, you know, in some of these places, the universal income doesn't work. Feminist Cafe doesn't work. Because if you're smart, you're going to know that that a lot of their ideas are derived from absolute lies, 100% lies. And so their propaganda, their mode of operation will always result in things that don't work. And that's why civilizations have never been happy or worked on communism. They don't last. They can't. Look at the history of our country. You know, here we are, 240 plus years, and we're a very young country. And what brought us the wealth in this country and also the freedoms in this country? I was looking at some writings of George Washington. So I read Marx, okay, where he deals with the devil and can't wait to be king of the earth as it meets its doom. Those were his great poems. Listen to how George Washington talks about this. This was a letter. This was written to several elected officials in Philadelphia. I just want to show the difference. You have Marx that is writing and says, "I shall howl gigantic curses on mankind. Ha, eternity, she is an eternal grief. Ourselves being clockwork, blindly mechanical, made to be the foul calendars of time and space, having no purpose, to be ruined." Okay, now listen to George Washington speak. "When I contemplate the interposition of providence, it is visibly manifested in guiding us through the revolution and preparing us for the reception of a general government and in conciliating the goodwill of the people of America towards one another after its adoption. I feel myself oppressed and almost overwhelmed with a sense of the divine munificence." What a difference.
Mm-hmm.
What a difference. And so I think that we have a hard time seeing through some of these people in America, and I'm not quite sure why, because we have oodles of history to tell us exactly where it goes. But why do we have such a hard time recognizing it in the now?
We are constantly being propagandized on every level. We got the government schools, you have the television and the news and the movies, and I think it's people that are more interested in actually reading history, focused on religion, mm-hmm. and not spending as much time with those things, with the pop culture, that are more interested in liberty. Mm-hmm. But those people that that are more interested in pop culture and whatever the government and schools are propagandizing them with, they reject liberty and they reject those things that our nation was founded upon.
Yeah. And all too often, just like we were talking in the last break, Satanism has become ordinary and accessible, and even Hillary going to and speaking at a coven. This is well, it's about personal power, and they sell it as such.
Thine own self. It's about pleasing yourself. And this isn't just people out in D.C. or California.
Right.
We did a show, and we've got it on Defending Utah, of local elected officials that are open Satanists.
Yeah.
Mayors in big cities in Utah.
Wow. Wow. You got to go to defendingutah.org. You know, I don't think people realize how prevalent it is as a whole. And I think this audience, I'm going to probably be pretty assured that they get it. But I think as a whole in this nation, we don't realize. I think we think it happens in dark corners. And so that's why on the show, we talk about a lot of people and maybe some unknowingly. I have to give them that because I don't know for sure, you know, how nefarious it is. But there's even people that have somehow bought in to government light, to government heavy, to feeling like, give me a little power and I will make sure I give everything to the people as I take it from everyone else. And that somehow, some way, that's okay. Now, that's not direct Satanism at all. That's not what I'm saying. But it things like that creep into ideology and they stick. And that's why on the show, we point out both sides of the aisle, as hard as that is to do. And it is difficult because I get a lot of mean looks because I'm pointing out both sides and I'm saying this is where we're going wrong, even when we think we're right. Just like we think that Satanism only is in the dark corners. No, it's not. It has infiltrated its way right out in the open, and it's becoming more and more acceptable. So is heavy government, socialism, communism. That's becoming sort of like the norm. Don't we have a program for that? Hey, representative, what are you doing to give us stuff? We want stuff, right? So it comes from the people too, not just the legislators. And then the legislators too want to keep their job. So they go, well, if that's what it takes, I want to give you something, give, give, give. Well, I have to go take it from other people, but I just won't mention that. I just want to make sure I'm giving to you. And that's, it's permeated. It's permeated our ideology and we don't even see it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to cure us of that. I'm not going. And I mean, education is the only thing I can think of is because sometimes we'll bring up points on the show and they're eye opening for me as much as I think the audience or as much as I think would be around the country. A different way to look at something, a different perspective. But I think that's what we're in this situation where we keep accepting, and we're not ever questioning. We don't know how to ask questions anymore. Our youth don't know how to ask any questions and because we're not teaching them, right?
Well, absolutely. And that's the key right there is that evil is organized.
Yeah.
And too much on our side, we're just out there kind of being information junkies, soaking it all in, and woe is us. Mm-hmm. But we've got to be as actively engaged in changing or restoring the culture of liberty as the other side is in working and being organized in destroying the culture of liberty. And that's what we work so hard at Defending Utah. We've got a specific action-oriented program that everybody can work on in their local area to be able to be that force for restoring the culture of that that made Utah and America so great.
No, I believe me, I'm with you. And if we don't start doing this, we just swiftly go into it. I mean, we just swiftly roll along and we roll right into it. And then there'll be a time when there isn't anything we can do about it. Right now, we still can. And that's why we're bringing this up is these people that espouse these ideas, some of them are pretty dark. And coming from a place that I would have to mention the word Satanism because... And like I said, some unknowing. So as we go along and we kind of take these things as normal and we sort of incorporate them into our lives. I mean, I think 40 years ago, had they had a show like Lucifer, do you really think people would have tuned in?
I don't think people would have tuned in 20 years ago, frankly.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You're right. And so nowadays it's, well, that's entertainment. It's just fantasy. It's just a show. And I'm so sad about that because we have dumbed ourselves down and made ourselves numb to it. And so when we talk about legislators that might be on the right, as we are, on the right, when we're doing that, I'm really not trying to tear down the person because I don't really know where they're coming from. All I know is that their ideology has been skewed somehow, some way. And I also know that that bit of power that they have, and that's why they like to stay in office forever, that bit of power that they have has been utilized to rob liberty. So whenever we're pointing out those people, I'm really not tearing them down as a father and a grandfather and everything else in their life. They could be wonderful in those arenas, but in politics, they aren't. In government, they aren't. Being in charge of our liberty, they aren't. And that is the hardest message because sometimes I take a lot of flack for calling people out by name and saying, hey, these people over here and these people over here, because people don't like, they don't like that. They don't, oh, that's somebody I know. Well, look at them as the politician they are, and I'm not right. talking about the personal person they are, because I don't know what's going on in their personal life, but as a politician, I can tell you the results of the actions are this. This is the fruit of that tree. So let's try to either help them change their ideology back to truth and back to the Constitution, or they don't need to be in politics. We can get somebody else, because there's only a few positions to fill, right?
Right, right.
It's not like there's a ton of, there's only a few. And we need to pick those people so wisely. And power really can do it to people. And I know you've watched this because I know you've seen people go into office and then power just ruins them. Just ruins them. And you and I have talked about this because we've seen people on the right that power has absolutely ruined them. And they're still in office today. And you think, how in the world do they stay in? I don't know.
They ride on their coattails of their reputation when they first got in there. And I think it's key. I don't want to be the most informed person in the concentration camp.
Yeah, it's true. It really is.
Telling people about these things gives me no joy without the solution. And right. that's the key is there's a solution because we have to know that there's a problem. If we don't understand, kind of getting back to why we have to call people's name, you know, by name out, is because if we don't understand the situation, we are going to be continually, as we are, falling for false solutions.
Yeah. And some people, I know they get into office and they just want to please. And so when they hear from their constituents saying, I want stuff, that falls on all of us. If we were a populace that held feet to the fire and said, hey, that's not right, that doesn't align with the Constitution, the legislators would be acting better. They would be acting in our behalf because they might want to stay in power, but they know they couldn't get reelected because the people would be wise enough to call them out. So it really does go back to us, because if we're not doing that and we're only asking to get stuff or a program or something that benefits us, they get those emails, those messages, and then they figure, well, I gotta provide so that I can keep doing this. And then a lot of them tell themselves, I'll do good once I've been in for a while and have more power. And as they go up the chain, they play along with everybody and they keep lying to themselves saying, at some point I'm gonna do what's right. It never happens. It never happens. If they're willing to sell out in the low totem pole position, they're willing to sell out at the big position too.
It gets harder and harder as they go along. That's just how it works.
Yep. So,
but I guess we just got a few more minutes, but I wanted to mention how we are focusing so much on action, and we're growing. We were expanding. We have Defending Idaho. And so if you know some folks up there, go to defendingidaho.org. And then also here in Utah, if you go to defendingutah.org, we have our local news minute. And so just bypassing all the mainstream media spin, some key stories, and helping you really get what's going on in the news in perspective every single day at defendingutah.org.
Oh, that's fantastic. I used to do that. It was so fun. It was so fun. And I'm glad you're doing that. That's awesome. And that's something easy to share on social media too. So go check it out and share it each day. That way you're getting the real news every day, that 1 minute real news break. So perfect. Hey, Ben McClintock, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Thanks for all your efforts. And of course, be back in just a moment with Melissa. We have a great topic to talk about. And then we have Barack Obama's brother coming on the show. So full show today, and we're not going anywhere. I hope you aren't either. Be right back.
This is Greg from the Gold Ore Store. We pay more. Gold Ore Store is now buying that coin collection that you've had for years or maybe you recently inherited. Yes, Gold Ore Store is buying gold jewelry, dental gold, gold coins, silver coins, anything that you have of value, Gold Ore Store is buying right here at 7 North Main Street, St. George. Give us a call now, 435-703-9119, or visit us at goldorestore.com.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net. 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.